Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
सुन्नेता कालो बादल छाएको जस्तो ए साथी तिमी कहाँ छ भन न लामो दिनहरू काट्न नै गाह्रो.
Hey listeners, it's Mishi. So as you know, during these incredibly difficult days, we're trying to bring you voices we're hearing among and around us. These aren't stories, they're just quick conversations, or postcards really, that try to capture slivers of life right now. Among the thousands of people who had the terrible misfortune of being in the wrong place at the wrong time on October 7th, there were also, as we now all know, many foreigners. People who had little or no connection to the long history of violence between Jews and Arabs, Israel and Hamas. Among them were Filipino caregivers, Thai agricultural workers, and also a group of Nepali students who had been accepted to an 11-month-long internship at the Sdot Negev Agricultural Training Center. One of them was 22-year-old Luis Rijal, who, prior to being selected for the program, had never left Nepal and knew next to nothing about Israel. He was nevertheless incredibly excited about the opportunity, as were the rest of the students in his cohort. They had arrived in Israel on September 13th, 3.5 weeks before the day that would forever change their lives. Luis was one of the lucky ones. He survived the attacks and has since been evacuated by the Nepali government. Our senior producer Yochai Meital spoke to him over a crackly phone line shortly after he arrived back home to the western Nepali village of Bardia Girua. Luis's English is hard to understand at times, so Yochai will jump in every now and then to clarify. The anguish in his voice, however, needs no translation.
First of all, thank you so much for doing this, for talking to me.
Okay.
Can I ask you to introduce yourself?
Yeah, myself, I'm Luis Rijal from Nepal.
And I understand you just got home, right?
Yeah, just 3-4 hours ago.
Wow. What was it like getting home after all of this?
Yeah, I'm feeling quite good, but I'm totally mentally disturbed.
Mentally disturbed?
Yeah, I lost my 10 friends and one is missing and no news are coming. That's why I'm mentally not good, but physically I'm quite good.
Yeah.
I'm feeling better.
Before maybe you tell us what happened, can I ask how you found yourself in Israel?
Yeah. We got a golden opportunity.
A golden opportunity?
Yeah. This one was golden opportunity. When you got the news that we are going to Israel, we are so excited. Everyone are excited and enjoyed. We enjoyed a lot. But what happened, I don't know.
What was your favorite thing about Israel?
Favorite thing is they respect each other.
The respect?
Yeah. They are ready to help the people at any time, at any cost.
Maybe take me back to that Saturday on October 7th.
I think it's about 5:45 a.m. when we heard bombarding sound, and we just wake up and see in the sky the missiles are just going. We just take picture and we made video clips.
What Luis is saying might give you a sense of just how removed or disconnected this group of Nepali agricultural students was from the unfolding events. For the first few minutes of the Hamas rocket barrage, they were gleeful, excited. The red streaks of the Iron Dome intercepts in the sky seemed to them like fireworks. They took selfies and videos. They laughed and joked around. But then Luis got a call from a friend of his, Bipim Joshi, a fellow Nepali student who was staying with another group nearby.
He called me and he said, Hamas attacked us in our bunker, then we lost two friends. Then we scared.
Bipim told Luis what was going on, that they were being attacked by Hamas militants and were running to hide in a bunker. Luis quickly stopped the selfie celebrations, grabbed his cell phone and a charger, and started searching for a bomb shelter. Huddled together, Luis and his group of friends listened intently, trying to figure out what was going on outside.
We heard the sound of helicopter planes and missiles and just bombarding, sound of guns, sound of bombs, sometimes close, sometimes far away.
That's a recording they did in the shelter. Since Luis was the only one with a cell phone, he instantly became the group's lifeline, their only source of communication with the outside world. And while they remained safe inside the shelter, the news they were receiving, through increasingly frantic voice messages, texts, and videos, was simply unfathomable.
And every time when my friends are getting hurt, they call me and, Luis, please help us, then send ambulance.
One of those video calls was from another close friend of his who was hiding in the same shelter as Bipim.
And he's just begging, save me, then after 30 minutes, I lost him when he got a bullet.
He was on the phone with you, dying.
Yeah, yeah.
Luis was frantically calling any number he could think of, asking for help.
Yeah, I messaged to embassy and Nepal government, everywhere. I begged for my life and my friend's life. I called and said, just save us, please save us, please save us. And there is no more time, but nobody, just they are giving hope. Don't worry, we will manage. It will take time.
At this point, Luis made a brave and important decision. He chose not to relay any of the horrific information that was coming in over his phone to the other members of the group that were stuck in the bunker with him.
Just I told them, don't worry, everything will be fine. We'll get rescued after 2 or 3 hours. I don't know what will happen if I had told them that bad news to my friend. I kept all the worries inside me.
For hours on end, Luis and his friends stayed put, even after they had stopped hearing from the other group. All the while, Luis tried to encourage his friends to hold on to hope. Help, he kept telling them, was on its way, just around the corner. But after no less than 48 hours, he reached his breaking point.
After 2 days, I just lose the hope. Then I called my family and I cried a lot. I didn't show my face to my family. Just I came off the camera and I cried a lot.
You didn't want them to see your face?
Yeah, because if they saw my face, then they will also cry. Then, yeah.
After 2.5 days in the bunker, IDF forces finally got to them. They found them huddled together, hungry, dehydrated, and in a complete state of shock. Luis quickly learned that the other bunker had been discovered by Hamas terrorists who had thrown hand grenades inside. All in all, 10 of Luis's friends had been killed. A dozen others were injured, and one, his close friend Bipim Joshi, had been carried off into Gaza.
ए साथी तिमी कहाँ छौ भन न लामो दिनहरु काट्न नै गाह्रो
After eating some food and drinking some water, the first thing the group did was to sit down together and sing.
We just want to share our emotion.
What of the words for the song? Can you translate the words that you're singing?
And just we are chanting, we are missing you. We are quite happy, but we are not fully happy here. Because we are missing you. Come back soon and we enjoy our life.
Tell me about your friend who is missing.
His name is Bipim Joshi. Bipim Joshi threw back the grenade and he saved all friends. Because of his courage, remaining six friends are alive.
Bipim Joshi had successfully thrown back two live grenades before they managed to explode inside the bunker. But he was not able to do so with the third or the fourth grenades that were tossed in. Those exploded, killing many of the group and wounding others, including Bipin himself. Luis sent me the videos Bipin sent him after the first explosion. It's very hard to watch, and we won't include the audio in here. It's another one of those videos I will never be able to get out of my head. In any event, after the blast, Hamas terrorists enter the shelter, and
they just take off Bipin Joshi and put on the vehicles, and they just randomly shoot all the friends.
Luis is, understandably, traumatized.
Yeah, after that event, I just scared about the small sound. I can't sleep for 9 days.
He wasn't able to sleep for 9 days.
I have a request that you have to help us try to find out Bipin Joshi. As soon as possible, you have to request them. I think they will listen to you. I haven't imagined that it would happen into my life. Just I saw this event only in the movie. It was so scary. Yeah, it was so scary. I already said that I have only one hope, that I don't want to lose my one friend, Bipin Joshi. Please try to find out, is he good or not?
Sad.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.